Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Matt Corlin. We are airing on the Genesis Communications Network. We have an interesting show today. We're going to talk about, among other things, the energy situation, the meeting in Copenhagen with Kevin Kennedy. Kevin is a director of federal affairs for a major organization dealing with the federal government and the energy industry. We're going to chat with Francis Cianfrocca, publisher of the New Ledger, where we're going to discuss the healthcare proposals. Carrie Cantrell, who is a communications director for the State Republican Leadership Committee, is going to talk about the trend that they're seeing switch in the direction of folks voting for R's instead of D's. I'm going to chat with Clyde Harrison, a former partner of Carl Icahn, about an article that he wrote dealing with the U.S. economy. It's called Tell the Children You're Sorry. Having said that, I'm going to open the show this week, as I do every week, with Ted Anderson. Ted is the president of Genesis, and also joining us is Roger Wiegand, newsletter writer, an old friend of mine and a frequent guest on my program. His newsletter is called Trader Tracks. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Nice to be here, Al.
Okay. We've had five down days in terms of the gold market, the price of gold. We've gone down. We started last Friday. We continue to go down in price. Ted, what are your comments on this first?
Well, you know, I've been watching it. It would seem to be triggered by the lower unemployment number going from 10.2 to 10. Going along with that, the dollar is in a rally, and that's brought the price of gold down. I don't know how really not necessarily a big bargain at this point, because gold's still at 1,100 and presently 1,132.10 is fairly high, considering the fact that it's come up off of that $800-$900 level here from about a year ago. So I'm watching it, and I'm watching it closely. I'm myself personally, being a gold dealer, working on buying products and building up my inventory at these numbers, because I really think I'm probably going to see it rising prices again.
Roger, what do you have to add to that?
Oh, absolutely agree. We've gotten a little further into this gold correction, and that's all it is just a normal end-of-year correction. It happens every year. Gold got overbought. Dollar got oversold, I should say. And the two are just coming back together, and the numbers are pretty much doing what I expected. Right now, I see a 200-day moving average at around 1,100. We're looking at something a little higher than that at around 1130, 1132 and a half. I just think that we're nearing a floor, then we go sideways, and then we're going to go off on a new rally again.
Predictions in terms of when that rally might start?
Sometime just before or after Christmas.
Okay, Ted, you agree with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, too. I wouldn't even be surprised if it gets postponed till January, just kind of how it behaved last year. But yeah, I expect that's why I'm building inventory right now, because I try to get in, I try to buy things. Since I'm dealing with the physicals, I can then resell it later on, keep the prices low for my customers to buy.
Yeah, well, that's an important, I think your customers, myself included, appreciate that. Yeah, I have another question for you, though, and that is, I think that people are truly missing the main reason to purchase gold. You know, you talk about people are, you know, absolutely fixated on the price of gold, which is fine, you know, but again, by the same token, unless you're a short-term trader, I just have to believe that the price, the absolute price of gold really isn't the reason to purchase it. The reason to purchase it, and I'm starting to sound like a broken record on this deal, but the reason to purchase it is for insurance. You guys want to comment on that? I mean, do you think I'm nuts?
Well, I'll talk on that one. I would have to say 90% of my customers buy it for that reason. But interestingly enough, they will back off from the marketplace when it's dropping like this and not buy quite as much. And when the market is rising, they get in it with all feet. You know, I wish they'd turn that around and do it the other way, but I think that's true for all markets. People get excited when they're watching the price go up, even though really the reason why they're buying it is because they're concerned about what's going on in the economy. Unfortunately, when you have economic news that scares you or makes you, motivates you to get involved in the marketplace, usually that also means that the prices are rising.
Roger?
Well, first of all, gold should be purchased physically. The coins, we like Canadian American coins, on the first $100,000 of an account, 10%. I think that's where somebody should start. After that, you know, as your account sizes rise, things have to be adjusted accordingly. We wouldn't say necessarily that you own 10% of gold and silver if you have $25 million. Maybe that would be suitable for some, others not. You've got a storage problem then at coins. When you've got that kind of money, and I have some readers that do, they go to other ways to buy gold and silver. And it just depends on your account size and what your objectives are.
You know, we have talked about this correction ad nauseum on the internet version of this program almost every day this week. And I have to say, this is, in my opinion, totally a normal correction. And I think that people who don't take advantage of this thing are absolutely nuts. Roger, I mean, that's your numbers, your technical analysis is showing you that, right? Showing my studio dog that too, who's in the background.
Absolutely. If we did forecast the correction. It's been doing exactly what we expected. We did tell people that they could see a potential low, the potential low of 1007, 1007. We haven't gotten there yet. We got a nice support at 1115. Today, gold is up right now on the Fed futures 1.1%. It's 1132.80. It's up $11.90. Silver is up even more. It's up $17.41. I'm sorry, the price on March futures is 1741. It's up 1.3%. And the change today was 23 cents at $50 a penny. That's a lot of money.
I want to say when Roger says today, what he's meaning is we're recording this on Thursday. So keep in mind, we talk trends on this program. We don't talk absolute numbers. Just out of curiosity, in this particular situation, Ted, how's your business?
Well, business has been real active, as a matter of fact. You hear news like the United States Mint having to stop selling U.S. Eagles in both silver and gold. And you know that there's supply problems then. And so even though the market, when it backs up off like this, it provides me with opportunities to buy at lower prices. The other thing about it too is that I'm able to get inventory that sometimes I can't get. I mean, it's just really odd. I mean, all through the years, I've been trading gold for 30 years, and usually if I want to buy U.S. Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, Kruger Ends, I mean, you name it, I can get it, and it's just a matter of how much I want to spend and how many coins I can buy. And it's different now. Sometimes I can get U.S. Eagles, other times I can't. This Buffalo coin that they have, I mean, I was able to buy 100 of them, and the very next day I went to lock in some more, and the supply was gone. I couldn't get it. And it's a very odd market in that way, and I think it's going to get tougher. It's not going to get easier.
Okay, Big Al. Okay, now Big Al, anything, Bill? Big Al is being somewhat distracted by the studio dog, but got 30 seconds here. Let's wrap this up by just saying, Roger, agree or disagree, now is a good time to purchase gold if you're so inclined.
I would say right now is a pretty good time. It could go a little further down in the correction, but really not that much. While I was waiting to speak again, I just checked Hecla stock and Goldcorp stock, and they hit the bases where there's good support. That's typical of these big companies that mine silver and gold. Their prices pretty much track what the metals are and are reflective of them. And it appears to me that the base could be in. I'm not certain of it yet, but it sure looks like it.
Okay, Big Al's going to be right back without the studio dog. And with Kevin Kennedy, we're going to talk energy. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates, Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carolstove. Carolstove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carolstove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornell Economics Report. We're in the first hour. You have to admit, Ted Anderson is a great guy to start out the show with. Gives us a good idea of what's going on in asset-based investing. Okay, we're going to change the subject a little bit here. I'm chatting right now with Kevin Kennedy. Kennedy is the Director of Federal Affairs for an organization called the Institute for Energy Research. He has been involved in this particular profession for quite some time now. I think I felt it was really appropriate to have Kevin come on the show, given the situation that's going on right now in Copenhagen. Kevin, first of all, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate you having me.
You folks are calling into question, as I am, some of the things that are coming out of the conference in Copenhagen. Let's start out right now, first of all, with the question of the scientific research that is purported to be definitive that's going on back there. You folks are saying that that research is really perhaps coming into question, the validity of it. Can you talk about that a little bit first?
Yeah, you bet. And again, we focus on our research is mostly energy based, but
yeah.
I think, and we don't claim to be climate scientists, but
no.
I think with the all the emails and comments that have come out regarding the scientific process of all of the research on which there's a consensus
mm-hmm.
that we need to act. It's quite clear that it needs to be looked into. It's quite clear that it's possible that the science has been manipulated, science selectively chosen and kept out of the process. And I think anyone who has seen some of the quotes from these emails of the leading scientists behind the IPCC report, the UN
mm-hmm.
Climate Panel report, on which this is all based, it seems quite clear that, it needs to be addressed and looked into, and then there might have been some foul play there.
Yeah. What I think is interesting, you made a comment pertaining to research being manipulated, and then you followed that up with a comment basically selective research being put forward. I would agree with the selective research being put forward. I think that that's probably a very real possibility. You know, I received a couple of emails from one of my regular listeners, a fellow by the name of Howard, who said, I don't disagree with the premise that perhaps much of the research that is being put forward is selective, but he said, don't you think there is some credence to the fact that something has to be done vis-a-vis some of the things that are going on right now in terms of carbon emissions? I'm not a scientist, and I can't really comment on that. I've seen some conflicting information on that, but what would your comments on that be, Kevin?
I guess I would say if there is a belief out there that whether or not the science is conclusive or not, that we need to act. We at the Institute for Energy Research, we believe free markets are the solution, the best, most efficient, and least expensive solution to both our energy and environmental problems. It's American ingenuity,
yeah,
and entrepreneurship that can allow us to do just about anything.
Yeah, as opposed to government intervention.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, and I agree with that 100%. What would you say to those people who were saying, though, that, because of the advent of predatory capitalism, et cetera, that the free markets simply wouldn't address climate control issues? I personally don't believe that, but I'm curious, you being the expert, I'm curious what your opinion is.
I think over the last several years, you've seen the private sector. People, obviously green is very popular.
Sure.
And nobody wants dirty water and dirty air. And in fact, over the last 30 years, contrary to, what we hear from folks on Earth Day every year,
mm-hmm.
If you look at the index of leading environmental indicators, of all the criteria pollutants, you know, accepting for that which we exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Our air and our water and our soil has been getting cleaner and cleaner and cleaner every consecutive year for the last 30 years.
And
much of that was action taken taken voluntarily by the private sector.
And I would have to assume that your organization has hard statistics to back that up. I think that's an interesting statement, and without statistics, I just have to believe that that's something that, that you folks wouldn't be saying. I want to switch the subject a little bit, but not really, and I want to address the issue of energy independence. I am reading Sarah Palin's book right now, for example, and, obviously you know who Sarah Palin is. I don't think I'll even say that, but I noticed in your resume that you were, you were active in the Anwar situation prior to your current position. There are a lot of people who are saying that the United States could be energy independent in a very short period of time if some correct actions were taken, North Slope drilling not being the least of those. What are your comments on that?
I think absolutely. There are those who successfully have convinced a good number of Americans over the last several years that we're running out of resources here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, the U.S. and North America as a whole is blessed with more coal, oil, and natural gas than any other country or any other continent in the world, for that matter. In Alaska, obviously, you have Anwar. You've got the Alaska Outer Continental Shelf and the Chukchi Sea.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 50% more oil than is believed to be in Anwar. We've got a 2.6 trillion barrel oil shale resource in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah.
Yeah.
Which we had a program in place. It was a directive under the Energy Policy Act of 2005 for the Interior Department to issue regulations for a commercial scale R&D leasing program for oil shale.
Yeah.
And the next consequence, obviously, of that was scheduling a lease sale.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the first actions taken by the Interior Department under the Obama administration was to cancel that.
I find that to be appalling. I really do. I just find that to be appalling. I do not understand why people would want to prevent energy independence on the part of the United States when it is concretely proven that we could become energy independent in a relatively short period of time. Why do we have to maintain the dependence that we have on the Far East that just makes absolutely zero sense to Al Corlin? Okay, been chatting with Kevin Kennedy. I want you guys to do me a favor. If you're interested in this subject, and I have to believe that you are, click on the banner. We have a banner for Kevin's organization on our homepage. Click on that banner. That way you can get all the information that you want. Big Al's going to be right back. We're going to chat a little bit about the upcoming medical debate. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. You know, Kevin Kennedy had some very, very interesting things to say in my mind about this energy situation. You know, it's I really think we're going about it incorrectly when you realize, and a lot of people aren't willing to admit this, but the facts show that the United States could be energy independent in a relatively short period of time, and yet for some reason, there is a large segment right now, I would have to say probably the majority of the population of our country, which that seems to want to maintain our dependence on the Far East. And I have to tell you, that's something that I don't know. Maybe I'm not a very bright guy, but I just simply don't understand that. Okay, something else that I don't understand is this healthcare reform, as it's called. It really is, I think, if one were to be totally accurate, one would say it's a reform in payment for healthcare. Anyway, I don't understand a lot of things there, and we're going to get some input on this subject from a gentleman who was on the show last week, Francis Gianfroca. Francis is the publisher of the New Ledger. Very, very interesting, well-informed guy. Francis, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
I'm great to be back. Thank you.
Okay. In the Wall Street Journal last weekend, in the opinion sector, Kimberly Strassel did an interview with Joe Lieberman, Senator Lieberman, and the title of the article was "No Way, No How to the Public Option." Joe Lieberman is adamantly against the public option, as I am, and the reasons really are pretty much the same. He feels that it is just too much control by the government. for something that's this important. I think this is a trying to be sold to the American public, really, with some false assumptions. Francis?
Yes.
Do you agree?
Absolutely, positively.
Okay.
And on the politics, before we take a dive into what this means economically, just to fill in a little bit, what's happened recently is since the Joe Lieberman, of course, he's an independent, caucuses with the Democrats from Connecticut, and the dynamics of this politically are that in the Senate, to pass this, they need to get 60 votes. Okay, to pass the cloture, get a cloture motion so that there's no filibuster. And Lieberman, they're counting on him because he would be the 60th vote on the Democrat side.
Mm-hmm.
So if we lose him, then the only alternative for them is to peel off a Republican. Now, over the last couple of days, what's been reported is Harry Reid kind of, the Senate Majority Leader kind of came up and said, well, you know, we're very close to a compromise. I'm very pleased with the work that my colleagues in the Senate have done, and we're very close to doing this. What's that? You want to know exactly what I'm talking about? Well, no, I'm not going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was how that press conference went. And it developed that they have substituted in the Senate legislation the public option, which in the House bill, as you know, is something like a something pretty close to what the Massachusetts system calls the connector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's like a public exchange, a publicly funded company to provide insurance, and they replaced that in the Senate with a measure that would allow people who are between the ages of 55 and 65 to participate in Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Now
you're talking about the Medicare that boat is already sinking. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Well, that's exactly right. But get a load of this.
Yeah.
It was reported in the New York Post this morning that Congressman Anthony Weiner, who is actually in my neighborhood, he's like one congressional district over from me in Queens, New York.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and he was quoted as saying, and I don't know if he wasn't sure there was a hot mic nearby, but he said, look, that is a really good option. I'm very much in favor of it. And the reason I'm in favor of it is because it's going to lead us a step closer to single payer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what just happened, just as I was picking up the phone to talk with you, Al, I just got word that one of the Republican senators, Olympia Snow of Maine, she's one of the approximately one Republicans that the president was hoping to peel off and get them to 60 votes. She has just come out. I haven't read this yet. I just saw the headline. She has just announced that she met with the president yesterday, and she said, no way, no how. I'm not going to vote for this with any kind of a public option, including the Medicare thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the political dynamics of this at this moment are very unsettled. They look like they have 59 votes, but not 60.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
take this thing one step farther. Okay, let's talk about the only public option right now, that I think people are really obviously aware of, and that is lowering the Medicare ages. Okay, but I have to say I think there's another one, and the other one is in the current proposal, where the headlines are saying government option out, blah blah blah. That's really not true, because the Office of Budget and Management, which the Democrats are quick to say this is a nonpartisan etc. Okay, but it still is the federal government, that the Office of the OMB, Office of Management and Budget, will be given the ability to provide government-run health care. Well, I mean, maybe I'm being simplistic, but what's the real difference, the real basic bottom-line difference between that, Francis, and between, the government option that existed last week? I don't understand it.
I take that quite a few steps farther.
Yeah.
I think that this is an interesting piece of legislation, because it's been sold to the public as a way of making health care less expensive, and also as a way of bringing in the people who can't easily get health insurance, which is something like, they're talking about bringing another 9% of the population into health care.
Mm-hmm.
So, but why does it take more than 2,000 pages of legislation to do that?
I don't know.
Something else is going on here, and I believe that there's a massive bait and switch happening. Now,
but what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that the way it's being sold is different from what's actually in the legislation.
Okay.
Okay? Yes. Now, the people on the left, the progressive side of the political spectrum, who are all in favor, who basically wrote this legislation,
These
are people who are very, very dedicated, very sincere about bringing down the cost of health care in the United States. And that's something that's really problematic if you think about it, because it's about $7,200 per head on health care, 17 or 18% of GDP.
Mm-hmm.
And that is about twice as much as a percentage of GDP as the next highest spending developed country. And we don't really get that. We don't get twice as good outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're obviously wasting something. And that, I believe, is baked into the structure of how healthcare is delivered. And we can talk about that in a moment. But just to get back to your question.
Yeah.
So the people on the left honestly believe that problem can be solved through government action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the problem with doing anything on a government basis is that the government is susceptible to corruption. But the basic mindset that underlies all of progressivism and always has is that you don't really want people to be free to engage in private enterprise.
Right.
You want to put all the key decisions into the hands of a small number of highly qualified experts. I mean, that's the basic mindset.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in neutral terms.
Yeah.
Obviously, I disagree violently with that whole mindset.
Yeah.
But this is the 2,000 pages of legislation, okay, which is on the surface is being sold as a reform of insurance delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you look in there, there are dozens, probably hundreds, of small pilot programs that are being funded
mm-hmm.
with extraordinary authority over all aspects of healthcare delivery and health insurance delivery.
Right, right.
And they're basically going to run something like 10 years worth of experimentation
mm-hmm.
to see what comes up. And some of those experiments are going to cut costs, and some of them aren't, but all of them are going to be government driven.
Yeah.
And the intention is that over 10 years, the system will be, they'll be able, with this enabling legislation,
mm-hmm.
to take whatever those programs turn out to be favorable.
Hey, Francis,
congenial.
I got to cut you off just for one second.
Sure.
I've got to take a real quick break here so the stations can give their announcements, and I'm going to be right back. Stick around.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Al is back to wrap up this hour with Francis Chianfroca. We were talking about the medical situation, and the one thing that I wanted to elaborate on just briefly with Francis is, you know, least listeners think that we're a couple of ogres because we don't support, you know, health care for people who can't afford it. That isn't the case at all. What we're talking about here is we're pretty convinced that the plan as it is written really, really isn't going to work and is bad for the economy. Comments, Francis?
Yeah, I think that as written, there's nothing built into this plan whatsoever that is going to reduce the amount of money that we spend as a proportion of GDP on healthcare. And in fact, it's going to increase it because it's not making any fundamental changes to the system, but we're talking about bringing several million more people into it as it is. Cannot help but become more expensive. Now, here's the thing. As I said, this legislation really is a stalking horse for bringing a lot of experimental programs with extraordinary powers that no one's really talking about, and putting those into the government. And we're talking about hundreds, potentially, of pilot experimental programs that the progressive people who are behind this legislation do hope will result in cost savings. But look, here's the problem. The problem, I would rather have all this stuff get debated out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I believe that we're not stupid. Okay? And we don't need to have, it's possible for the American people to engage in a debate and come up with some reasonable solutions like capitation payments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All this kind of stuff can be done, but the net effect of this legislation is going to be to take all of that stuff, all that experimentation and debate, and take it out of the, out of public view and put it into the government where they can, they have full control over it and we have no idea what's going on.
And I'll tell you,
I think that's the real problem.
I think that's exactly the real problem. Okay. Going to bring Carrie Cantrell into the studio right now. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the recent election results. Francis, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining me.
Sure, and I want to do it again soon.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I also want to stress to listeners, this guy's got a great website. It's called The New Ledger. Take a look at what he has to say. It's very, very interesting. Francis, we'll get you back real soon.
Thanks for the plug, and happy holiday to everyone.
Same to you, buddy. Okay, Carrie Cantrell from the Republican State Leadership Committee is joining us right now. We are chatting a little bit about what's coming out with some of the special election results, for lack of better terms. It looks like what's going on, according to the statistics that that you folks are compiling, Carrie, that there seems to be a definite trend in the direction of Republicans coming back into power, at least on the state level. And I would have to believe that this would be just a preview of what could very easily happen on the federal level. Comments?
Absolutely. I think that what we've seen over this last year in special elections, we've had 50 state legislative special elections this year since November of 2008. And in that, there are about 50, and the Republicans have won 35 of those special elections. In addition, we have gained 11 seats that were previously held by Democrats in just the special elections alone. That doesn't count the additional seats that we won in the general election in Virginia, gaining 6 seats in the Republican House of Delegates, and also picking up a seat in New Jersey in the General Assembly there. So.
You know, I have to ask you a question. Being from the West Coast and really not knowing a lot about elections on the state level on the East Coast, in spite of my ignorance, for lack of better terms, I have to tell you that the results of the gubernatorial race in New Jersey, which I think is kind of a stronghold, if I'm not mistaken, for Democrats, was really, really surprising. And I think that does not bode at all well for the results that we could see in 2010 on the federal level.
There certainly has been a lot of talk about what the elections have meant, not only the statewide elections in New Jersey and in Virginia this year, but also the special elections that we've had. But one thing is crystal clear, and that's the American people have had enough. The overwhelming victories that we had in Virginia and New Jersey that both went for Obama last year are the result of strong Republican candidates providing common-sense solutions to the real problems that are facing all Americans. And, you know, our candidates have listened to the voices of the people. They have offered a clear vision of fiscal responsibility and economic growth. And that's attracted not only Republicans but independents and Democrats as well to our winning cause.
Yeah, you know, as you say in your press release, individuals and, you know, American citizens basically have really made a clear statement that they want leaders like Jill York. I think people, you know, she's obviously for limited government, et cetera. I think that people are really, truly frightened, Carrie, by the tendency right now, the direction, I guess I should say, that's going on within the federal government about pushing us towards socialism. I mean, I hate to be, you know, dramatic, but that's really what I see happening, you know, in particular, as Francis and I were discussing in the last segment, you know, what's going on in this health care issue is really, really indicative of how there are a number of folks, the administration right now in particular, who really want to see the government basically run everything. And that's not what our country was built on.
Absolutely not. You know, Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, where I'm calling from, was started as an economic venture. It was a capitalistic venture from England, and thankfully we've got our own freedom, and we fought for that.
Yeah.
And ever since then, you know, we have been a country that has looked to continue to compete on a global scale using free enterprise capitalistic principles.
Mm-hmm.
And all we've seen coming out of Washington, D.C. are policies that continue to depress the economic free enterprise system in this country, and with no regard to the difference in what the states ought to be doing versus what the federal government ought to be doing. And the welfare state policies that are coming out of Washington are really quite detrimental to what the ability of our state leaders to be able to set priorities for their citizens.
I mean, I agree with that, obviously, 100%. And I have to say that this is right now, in terms of subject matter that we discuss on this program, this right now, in my opinion, is one of the most important subjects that's out there, because the trend that our country is going in really, really is so counterproductive and so counter to all of the things that made our country great that, to me, it's absolutely frightening. Now, here's an interesting question for you, though, being in the line of work that you're in. I have heard statistics where something slightly in excess of 50% of Americans are really, really interested in big government because of the what I call the something-for-nothing mentality. That bothers me. How about you? I mean, is that a trend that you see that may overshadow these great election results that we've had recently in the future?
Well, I do think that there are some people that who desire the principles that they're told and they're heard from the, you know, when, especially when President Obama was campaigning last year, that they really thought that those were policies and the way that he would implement them that would be positive change. But what they've come to find out that that wasn't really what they were sold, and that's why you see from what Reid and Pelosi and Obama are putting forward is not really what the American people want. You know, I think that there is a place, obviously, for government.
There
is a role for government, and that's to create an environment where economic prosperity can flourish, not to dictate how individual businesses or industries want to operate.
I don't know. It's scary. You read a lot of books that are outside of the conventional press, and it's really, really scary, some of the things that are going on in our country that people are unaware of. Do me a favor. Tell me how strong a correlation is there between election results on the state level along party lines and on the national level along party lines. I would have to think the correlation would be incredibly tight.
Absolutely, and I think that you will see that, especially, you know, Virginia has been a trendsetter in recent years because our election, as well as New Jersey, has always been the year for governor following the presidential election. And obviously with Northern Virginia so close to Washington, D.C., that's one of the core places where you see election, you know, where the determination of where the state's going to go just because of population numbers. And the independent numbers that went for Bob McDonnell are things that we just haven't seen in years. And I think that that trend is continuing to go because people are just really disappointed that the tone was not changed in Washington that they were promised. They're really disappointed that the bailouts, the overspending, and seeing now that the Democrats want to lift the, you know, debt ceiling again as we head into the next year. You know, they're having to be fiscally responsible at home. Everybody is having to make serious budget decisions at home.
Yeah.
But they expect the government leaders to do the same thing, and I think that's really something that's going to carry over into next year if we continue to see what's coming up.
I think the projections you guys are making are right on. Big Al's going to be right back.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced by Paul Warren for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin and Paul Warren, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.